those kind of companies, right,
mm-hmm.
have become much more popular and people are seeking those out. They're called ESGs.
And what does that stand for?
Vernacular for environmental social governance.
Oh,
have you heard of that, Paula?
I haven't. What does that mean exactly?
You know, it's widely understood as an integration of environment, social governance that are factored into investment processes and decision making. So it's one of the fastest growing, but also it's quite misunderstood. So I thought it would be important to talk about this today with the folks on that are listening in. So the trend is that it's influencing global capital markets in a very big way because they use environment, like I said, social and governance principles investing. But there is some misconceptions around it, which I was just alluding to, and that's because due to the misunderstanding, and as the CFO and the president of Calvert Funds would say, in ESG, there is no P because people say it's very political.
Oh, they say it's political.
But some people do, I say.
But it's not actually?
It is not. He says, he just wrote an article, and Barron's great article. Basically, he says, there is no P in ESG investing.
Ah, I like it. There's no P in ESG investing.
Because we think about the environment, social issues, right, and governance, that doesn't mean that it has to be political, right? So it may be included in corporations and how they respond to climate change.
Mm.
Okay.
That'll be important.
And very good. And how they handle water and water management, how effective they are with their health and their safety policies, how they treat their workers.
Oh, that's important.
Very, very, very much so.
And so if I'm clear about what you're saying, Sherry, is women want to invest in these companies because they're concerned about these kinds of things.
Like absolutely.
How people are treated.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I love
And they become more and more popular. So these are big deals. This ESG investing can help investors. It can help asset managers. And it also helps individual companies align their interest to create a better portfolio and ultimately a better world and a better return. When I became aware of ESG investing, there's also called SRO, which is social responsible investing.
I love that.
It's very, not exactly the same, but close.
Uh-huh.
And there's just different criteria, you know. But I had some clients in the early 2000s that were telling me, some women clients that said, I only want to invest in X, Y, and Z. I don't want to have anything that has, you know, that sells tobacco or, you know, does this or does that. So I actually found a company that, in doing the research, that I was able to take care of her needs. And this, like I was saying, this is back in early 2000. So typically they were not as popular because the returns that they were getting were not that of other like companies or companies that might not fit those stringent or strict criteria for investing.
So the returns weren't as good.
As good. But that is not so today. That is not so at all.
Oh,
that is not so. And that's why if we're going to talk about, like, as I was saying, it's good for the investor. It's good for asset managers. And it's also good for the companies. And even institutions today are investing in ESG investments. There are criteria out there. And so if you start looking at the criteria, like if you want to get online and Google ESG and companies and look at that, or obviously getting a hold of your financial advisor, financial planner, or myself, because I do work with some companies that actually just sell only ESG or SRI investments. And there are advisors out there across the country that I know that I've spoken with and met at conferences. That's all they only take clients that will invest in that.
Really?
Yes. It is much bigger than most people think. Because the perspective of investors, they consider these factors, these ESG factors, used to be, it was nice to have. Now they look at it as it needs to have. They need to have, you know, this kind of, they want to have the kind of a criteria on their investments that you would find with an ESG investment, for instance. And that's how you can be responsible. Those are the ways that you can make a difference, which I think is very important. I wanted to share a couple of reasons why this particular trend is growing so fast, because like you said, there was a time where people didn't even hear about this
ESG. That makes total sense.
Even though, like I said, social responsible investing has been around since like 60s, 70s.
Oh.
But ESG, the term actually was coined in the early 2000s. There's PIMCO, you know, Investments, which is up in Newport Beach, put together a number of reasons, actually 10, why it's become so popular. And I thought I'd share some of those today.
That's lovely. Okay. Why has ESG investing become more popular?
So one of them, believe it or not, is social media.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
And that is because the broader nature of social media has the potential to alter cultural blueprint.
Oh, that's true.
Okay? Mm-hmm. In different countries, right? Right?
Yeah.
And for investors, and it affects various changes for individual and for the consumer, because social media plays such a big part in all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And now ESG is becoming more recognized, and it has to be.
It meets the criteria now.
Well, people are looking at that like, well, does it meet the ESG criteria? Because there's like a large percentage of companies just in the S&P 500 that actually meet the criteria today, where there wasn't before. I believe it's 80%.
Wow.
The other one is because we live longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons we're living longer, right?
So how does that matter? Because we care more about what happens to the earth?
Well, okay, I'll tell you. Because in 2050, there'll be 2.3 billion people in the world over age of 65.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
So according to the United Nations, with average life expectancy rising, even in developed countries, mm-hmm. not just our country, which we know and I talk a lot about here and mm-hmm. your show with you, these issues are going to affect children and older people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that even means less capable people.
So when we're talking about these issues, we're talking about like global warming or
climate change,
water,
income equality.
Okay, got it.
Okay, income equality, mm-hmm. healthcare, poor governance. These are all increasingly, this is very personal stuff, right?
Sure, sure.
So they affect financial security in retirement.
Of course.
Which is what I talk about. Mm-hmm. So the other one I want to share, because time does run quickly here.
It does.
Is the demographics are changing. So millennials and Gen X's are taking over baby boomers in positions of influence.
Mm, that's true.
And so that changes the business and financial and political landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's important, right?
Interesting.
Another one is the public and private partnership. So that means like the collaboration between the government and the public sector coming together, and that has grown, and they're addressing infrastructure and housing needs to a broader social and environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S., you know, municipal market, and even European agencies markets are examples of how governments, they are visioning, they're able to work on the private sector and the government coming together to develop things to help.
I see.
You know, yeah. We hear about this more frequently now, particularly with on the political landscape or the way things are. It's like if the government does not have the funds, like our infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
right? So if the government doesn't have the funds to come out and fix the roads and fix, you know,
right.
you've got the airports and things like that, you can buy, they might buy, develop bonds, municipal bonds
right.
to do work in the airport. So, but they might want them to hire government employees, but they also are going out to the private sector and hiring private
sector. Oh, I see.
Another one is because of climate change. We know it's a reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's understood that there's techniques that include international arrangements from the Paris Agreement that came along, which aims to keep the world, the temperatures lower and to keep them from rising. But that's something, that's part of the reasons why the ESG is growing as well, because people are investing in companies that's helping with this,
mm-hmm.
you know, helping this. So
I love that.
Think about it. Think how many more people are conscious and mindful
mm-hmm.
and are, you know, so determined not to leave the planet to their children and grandchildren in a way that it may not be for them like it has been for us.
Exactly.
And if that's important to you and you're investing and, you know, depending on your values, you're going to look for something that's going to help
Absolutely.
Your children and your grandchildren. And, you know, it's a humanitarian thing to do.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But if you're helping make it a better place for everyone living on
perfect.
This planet, why wouldn't you want to invest in those areas? Because it's a win-win situation.
Totally.
You'll still get a good return on your investment. And mm-hmm. in fact, it's going that way. And in some ways, it has gone that way already. As well as, you know, the environment, and you're making a better planet for all of us.
Exactly. Right.